It is 725 at WEOL. Let's get to it. We're talking with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli. We've got some tickets to give away as well after we're done chatting this morning. Bob, good morning. How are you this weekend, or this Monday?
Doing wonderfully, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing fine. Indians still, still two games behind the Twins, right? So things haven't really changed a whole lot in a week, it seems, or whatever. We're kind of keeping pace with them.
We got it down. Yeah, we got it down to one, and yesterday they won, and we had the little miscue in Kansas City yesterday. Two back. Sit here with the fourth best record in the American League and the fifth best record in all of baseball. So not too bad, actually.
Have you ever seen anything like this going on in baseball? I mean, baseball players are unique individuals sometimes like this, but here's something displayed right in the middle of a game where Trevor Bauer decides after he knows that he's coming out that he heaves the ball over.
Well, you've seen players like grab the base and take it out of the ground when they're mad at an umpire's call. Yeah, you've seen some guys have that momentary – lapse of judgment. And Trevor's was pretty unique yesterday, just one of those odd games that caused him to react in a very odd way. You could tell the moment Tito got to the mound, he put his hand on Tito's shoulder and apologized. One of those things, the moment he did it, in the split second afterwards, he's like, what the hell did I just do?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I was mentioning to Craig, it's a good thing that there's no injury involved. A lot of time those frustration things result in some stupid injury because you're doing something that you're not really supposed to be doing. So.
Yeah, I think he, in one sense, knew exactly where he was throwing the ball. the batter's eye where there would be nobody anywhere near there that he could injure with the ball. And he apologized and, his frustrations overflowed. And, that happens in the game when you're an intense competitor like he is. And, it wasn't good. He knows it, but you move on and, tomorrow night starts a 9-game homestand with an absolute remarkable pitching matchup. Justin Verlander against Shane Bieber. Two of the top, teams in the American League going at each other. It's going to be a fun beginning to a 9-game homestand for sure tomorrow night.
So, Bob, the team makes a trade during the weekend. Tell us about these players, and will they be on the roster?
Well, it'll be interesting to see if Mr. Wood is on the roster. He's a reliever. He's a guy that, I think our guys believe can help the bullpen. Currently, he's at AAA as we figure out our roster. Mr. Arroyo is currently on the disabled list. The comments made by our baseball ops people really like his ability to be a versatile infielder, play third and short and second, can hit the ball, was playing well for Tampa, and then suffered pretty much the same kind of injury as Corey Kluber with a forearm injury. So, he won't be around for a while as he heals, but always looking for additional arms for the bullpen. We may have two ready internally, getting back a 2-time Cy Young Award winner. Mr. Corey Kluber is continuing his return. He's been in the bullpen. He's elevated to throwing different pitches in bullpen sessions. Now he wants to, the plan is for him to pitch in simulated games. so he can throw to live hitters, which is a huge step. The other one's Danny Salazar, who it's going to be interesting. We'll have some sort of announcement, I think, tomorrow as to you know what we're going to do with Danny. He may be back in a Cleveland Indians uniform for the first time since 2017, and I'm sure that'll be exciting for him.
So with this homestand, what kind of things are the fans in store for the?
Well, tomorrow, I'm sorry, on Wednesday, Carlo Carrasco jersey night, courtesy of our friends at Discount Drug Mart. Then the weekend are back-to-back fireworks shows and pregame parties in the district sponsored by our friends at Miller Lite. So we're going to have some fun as Mike Trout, one of the top players, if not the top player in baseball, comes to Cleveland for the weekend. Friday also has Sugardale Dollar Dogs. Saturday, a T-shirt giveaway. Sunday, Key Bank Kids Fun Day. Also, Tops will be giving away baseball card sets to the kids, so that's always fun. And then the Texas Rangers come in for three next Monday, Tuesday, with a weekday day game on August 7th, so plan around that. It's always fun to have a summer weekday day game. So nine-game homestand starts tomorrow night. Justin Verlander against Shane Bieber. No better way to start it all off.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully Shane will just continue on where he left off at last game. So we'll,
exactly. Yeah, pitching wonderfully. Yeah, yeah.
Great. Well, Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a good week.
All right, boys. You too. Go try.